At this dog shelter in southern Spain, they look after greyhounds that have been abandoned. Often they're badly injured. For the people who work here, it's a labour of love. So you'd think they'd be in favour of a new law meant to strengthen animal rights. You'd be wrong.
Recently, we were hit by a big setback. Suddenly, there was an amendment where hunting animals, among other animals such as work animals, would not be covered by this law. It's a huge step backwards because this law has really been made for these types of animals, the ones that are not controlled at the health level.
The bill's already exposed divisions between the countryside and the city. When Spain's ruling socialists drafted it last year, they angered many voters in rural areas, an important support base. In December, they submitted a last-minute amendment, excluding hunting dogs and other animals involved in traditional rural activities. But some involved in hunting say it generates more than $5 billion a year in economic activity and argue the law would still effectively legislate it out of existence.
There's a series of points that go against our sport. For example, the obligation to sterilise or neuter animals. My dogs have been bred for 30 years, raised at their grandmother's and great-grandmother's house. They're dogs with an exceptional genealogy. Now what are we supposed to do? Neuter them?
But at the weekend, thousands marched in Madrid calling for the law to be toughened up.
I believe animals should not be exploited. Animals have to be free and happy, and greyhounds and all hunting animals have to be sleeping on a sofa.
The law would increase fines for animal abuse to more than $200,000 and impose a possible two-year jail sentence for the most serious cases. It's already opened up a debate unlikely to end soon. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera.